This is the home of Hofstra Pride Sports
and Long Island's largest radio news team.
WRHU Hempstead.
An artist is putting together a whole, let's call it a mural, if you will, of puzzle pieces. And he's sending these puzzle pieces out to several states. Some countries are involved in it. And anybody, even me, who can only draw stick figures, can participate. We're joined right now by that artist, Tim Kelly. He is, of course, the Puzzle Project Master. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. So glad you could be with us. So we've been talking about this all morning, the Puzzle Project. What is this? Can you explain this to us?
Well, absolutely. The Puzzle Project, it's a collaborative project that consists of thousands of 2-foot by 2-foot unique puzzle pieces that are assembled together in a three-dimensional installation. Together, it's like likened to the AIDS quilt. It's the story of individuals across the country and around the world that prove that art is essential to life as a form of expression.
So how does this work? Can anybody get one of these pieces? Do you have to be a part of an organization? I mean, what are the bounds?
Anyone can be a participant in the project. Currently, we have a pickup and a workshop scheduled for December 18th in Chelsea at the Reeves Gallery. If an individual wanted to participate, you just have to show up. And we ask for a $10 donation. You pick up your puzzle piece. You take as long as you'd like to make it, because all we ask is that you make it meaningful to you. You return it to us, and we include it in the installation. But groups can also participate. Like, we go to schools, arts groups, some support groups, and we work it out where we bring groups of puzzle pieces and all the art supplies you need, and we like to tell people all you have to do is bring good ideas. And then we sit down and we make puzzle pieces, and then we assemble those together. They can have their own little installation, and then when they're done celebrating them, they join the bigger installation.
Tim Farhan Hussein here. What was your inspiration for such a unique idea like this?
Well, the project was concepted for a teen art festival about a year and a half ago. And the idea was, it was a festival that featured, you know, all the arts. It was, you know, acting, singing, dancing, you know, photographers, painters. And so from feedback from years past, they said they just want to do something that was a collaboration. So we figured, what's better collaboration, or what's the greatest collaboration but a puzzle? So we distributed 400 out to the different schools. They created art on them. We went and visited them and told them, don't just make something, please make something meaningful to you. We assembled them together at the festival, and then provided workshops with blank pieces for people to add to it. And it was a smashing hit. In fact, people from all the different groups, from singers to actors, to dancers, all came in without a plan of ever doing it. And then we realized it was like the light bulb moment that it's really more of an expression project. It's not an art. You don't have, like, you made me laugh by saying, you know, that even you can participate, because, I mean, you can take a Sharpie marker and just write your thoughts. You know, you can take meaningful photos from your life and cut them up and collage on it. There's no wrong way to make it. You know, it's just to express yourself, say something.
Well, that's good. I can't cut straight, so that means there's hope for me also. But now, with this project also, this started off as something, you know, for you based in Brooklyn with your studio. You partnered up with the Sharon Reeves Gallery just recently. You've expanded to many states across the continental U.S., but you've also branched out to many countries.
Well, it's funny how amazing this internet thing is. I really think it's going to catch on, because we put the website up, and people started finding us, teachers around the country. It started with a teacher in San Diego that reached out to me. She had Googled collaborative projects and found me and called me. So I was like, you know, I sent her all the pieces she needed and gave her all the collateral she needed, and, you know, explained there's, you know, it's not that complex. Just, you know, ask your children to make meaningful pieces. And the installation that they assembled was amazing. Then a teacher from Slovakia found me, of all places. I did the same thing. I sent things out. And this was actually part of a project called the Communist Project, which in Eastern Europe, the folks are worried that the youth are going to forget their culture because they're getting very westernized. And so the Communist Project is our ways of making art in dedication of historic places or things in their countries. So those students made the most amazing pieces I've ever seen, and those were completed. And that actually caught on to where their sister schools in Germany, Italy, Great Britain, and the Czech Republic are participating. not to mention just all the arts groups locally here in Brooklyn, like the YMCA in Williamsburg, the YMCA in Greenpoint, people coming to my studio. We also have art parties where it's just like a regular old party with, you know, adults and, you know, as opposed to having just hors d'oeuvres and drinks, we also put out art supplies and puzzle pieces.
Do you get to design your puzzle piece after you've had a drink?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the subject matter. It's really it's quite inspiring and amazing.
Now, for people who want to get involved in this, like I said, you know, the first time you and I spoke, you know, I said to you, gee, you know, this is a wonderful thing. Are you doing this for autism? Because, you know, one would think the puzzle piece is the national symbol for many autism foundations. But this is affiliated with nobody. This is really open to any organization, any group. You know, why now? Why is this the right time for a project like this? And has anything like this ever really been done before? Such a, you know, wide-ranging collaborative effort.
Well, originally, again, it was concepted for the Teen Arts Festival, but the impact and the energy in the room when we were making them and the resulting 800 puzzle pieces, I was hooked. There was no way I was going to stop. The arts group said they were already programmed out, so to keep going on it. And it just dawned on me at the time that was when the TARP money was being distributed. And I heard time and time again politicians cutting endowments to the arts because they deemed them unnecessary or in, you know, they just didn't think it was important spending. And yet I would be working with brain tumor groups or school kids or adults and seeing that the joy in their faces when they're making their puzzle pieces and the pride when we assemble them together and have our installation and having them come time person after person saying, this was amazing. I always loved art when I was younger, and this was great. And, you know, I'm going to start doing art again. And, you know, the power of the pieces when they're together were just, you know, it's almost an addiction. And to be told that it's non-essential, you know, I just wanted to invite, you know, every politician I know and say, just sit down in a workshop. Look at what people are doing together. Feel the creative energy. See the collaboration. See the end product. And you tell me it's not powerful. And like the AIDS quote, which is probably, you know, again, what most people, you know, consider it a correlation to, it's individual stories because art's a very personal thing. You know, some people, you know, don't want to make art for anyone but themselves, but they can make their puzzle piece, then include it with the others, and then it can be a part of something bigger. And George O'Keefe said that I can say things with art that I can't always say with words. And I like to tell people, you know, make something meaningful, and when your piece is assembled into the installation, it's going to speak for you when you're not around. If someone was to walk up, and when they finally got to your piece in the installation, what are you going to tell them? And it's really been powerful. You see people walking and looking at thousands of pieces, and there's many to see, and they might just sit and stare at one piece for like 15 minutes and sit and talk about it. And it's just, it's quite amazing. It's a tribute to us as individuals. You know, you give someone a task of taking a blank puzzle piece, and we say it's essentially like a blank canvas or blank piece of paper, and what happens after that? There's a million different pieces.
Just the way you can pull people in with art. I mean, I know recently, about what was it now, 2 weeks ago, I went to the Met, had to work on something. And just when you walk around, I mean, be it anywhere, I mean, be it the Metropolitan Museum of Art or any museum for that matter or any place that art's on display, just sometimes it depends on the piece and the person, you know, their message or what they were going for just pulls you in and encapsulates you. That's really an important thing that you're right. You know, a lot of schools have lost that here at art. I myself, this semester, I think I told you about this, I've been taking a ceramics class, and I have no interest in doing this for my career, but it's an outlet. It's a way of expression, and it really is something that we take for granted sometimes. That sometimes we need to express ourselves and let people know what we're thinking and what's on our minds. But for those of you just joining us, we are talking this morning with Tim Kelly, the artist. He, of course, is working on this project now for quite a while. It's the Puzzle Project. He has disseminated puzzle pieces across the country and many other countries around the world, and eventually they'll all come together. And I want you to talk next about that, Tim. You know, what's the timeline for this project, and when can we see everybody's work all put together?
Well, our goal is 2012 in New York City, because New York City to me is the mecca of art in America, and the goal is by the end of the year. Honestly, we had our original goal of 2011, but we've had such a great response that every time I do a workshop, I wind up booking two more. Every time one individual participates, they wind up coming back with a dozen more individuals that want to participate. So it's almost as if we have to extend it just to allow it to be the best it could be. We have an upcoming workshop with the Reeves Gallery, and at our last Reeves Gallery workshop, there were a few artists that actually have studios within the same building on West 26th Street, and all of them had ideas of bigger and better locations. So I'd like to be able to tell you a location on the radio today, but since it keeps on growing and our needs for space keep on growing and the amount of people that are attached and embracing the project keep on coming at me with bigger and better ideas, we're setting the date as the winter of 2012, but the location will be TBD. But once we announce it, we're going to announce it loud.
Yeah, no, and we'll definitely help you out here with that. So now this one that's coming up so that people can come participate, this is December 18th, the Reeves Gallery on West 26th Street from noon to 6 p.m. If somebody wants to go, where can they get more information? From the website for the Puzzle Project, right?
Yes, the Puzzle Project website is www.puzzleartproject.com. If you go there, you can actually, and it's a fun little site. When you scroll along the right side, you can see many pictures from the many workshops across the country and around the world. And it provides all your information, and it also will list a link to the Reeves Gallery on West 26th Street. If you need to know the exact address, it's 526 West 26th Street, and it's Suite 706, which is on the 7th floor. Right. And that's between 9th and 10th Street.
And anybody can come to this. You don't need to be an expert. You don't need to be a pro. If someone was coming, though, because, you know, I've kind of learned this way, too, expect to get a little messy, right?
Oh, you can get messy. Definitely come. We sit on the floor at the Reeves Gallery because, it's a gallery. There's art on the walls, and we have tables set up with art supplies, but we put blankets on the floor, and you can sit down and we packed full of artists making art together, and I got to tell you, the energy is amazing. It's contagious. But if you just want to pick up your piece and you want to take it home and make it solamente, feel free. And then at our next workshop, you can drop it off and it can be assembled with the other pieces.
Oh, wonderful. So if you'd like to learn more about this, you can log on to the website. It's www.puzzleartproject.com. This workshop is coming up on December 18th. That is a Saturday at the Reeves Gallery on 526 West 26th Street. That's happening from noon to 6 p.m. No experience necessary. Go and make something new and creative. And we thank Tim Kelly, the artist, for coming on this morning and telling us about the project.
John, thank you for this opportunity.